Patriots Monday here on WEEI. Jones and Mego with Arcand. We were waiting for Matthew Slater to make his way down here. And as we're waiting, we're graced now with the presence of Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. He joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. He's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with offices in Dedham, Marlborough, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. You can visit northeastmenshealth.com. Mac, we appreciate the time. You beat Slater down here.
Yeah, I did.
You racing him down here? It was like a fight to get in here and talk to us today?
Yeah.
I can only imagine. So after the loss yesterday, and we played some of this audio on the show today, 25-20 against the Eagles, Individually, you know, you had some of the better statistical numbers that you've had, in individual games over the course of your career. 316 yards, 3 touchdowns, you had the pick 6. You took a lot of blame after the game. You put it on yourself. You said you felt like you let the team down. Why did you feel that way? Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I think, you know, just watching the film and trying to learn things and help the young guys out just to see the game, how we all see it. And, I mean, they all did a great job to play in a game like that in your first game. Just thought that was really cool. But, yeah, we definitely watched the film, and I learned a lot from watching it. And as they always say, never as bad or never as good as you think. But, you know, at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is winning. So,
what changed with you specifically after those first couple of drives? Going into the second quarter, when then you put together all those completions and a couple of really impressive drives with the offense, what shifted in game for you?
Really just stay with the course and kind of run the system that we have. I think there's answers in the system. It wasn't like there was breakdowns in the system. We just kind of follow your rules, you know, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But when you have a system in place that you know, all right, this is where I'm supposed to look, here's where I start, you know, eventually you're going to get rolling. And from there, you just have to continue. But opening day is always, you know, just watching opening day games, it's always going to be a little sloppy in the beginning, and then you kind of figure it out. So definitely learned a lot there just to try and weather the storm. Literally, I guess, too, it was raining as well.
Did you feel like that affected the performance?
No. I feel like since we just practiced so many times and growing up in Florida and having those, like, you know, afternoon showers, like, it's all the same. But I do feel like once we got in rhythm, it was a little better. And it's just, like, 5 or 6 plays when you really look at it out of 80. I think we ran 80 plays, so, yeah.
If it wasn't the weather, and, you know, this is watching from the outside, it seemed like maybe you were expecting a pass rush that didn't get home. The guys did a good job protecting you yesterday. Were you sped up? Was it just the first game? Like, what was it with the start if it wasn't the weather?
I mean, really just trying to get into rhythm just after watching the film, trying to find it. And we actually did. It was just the one play. So
when you sort of get going in the pregame stuff and then you find out that two of your starting offensive linemen aren't going to be able to go and that a couple of rookies are going to have to go in there, guys who haven't played before, what sort of goes through your mind when you get that news and you realize, okay, we're going to maybe have to do things a little bit differently? Or is that even what happens?
Yeah, I think obviously I've been a rookie and a lot of the older guys have all been rookies too. So I feel like at the end of the day, I have confidence in everybody. I really do. Because of the standard that people are trying to set in each room. And those guys, rookies on both sides of the ball and young players, played really well. And for the older guys, just we haven't played football in a couple months, you know, so just trying to get back into rhythm and get into a flow. But I feel like we did as the game went on and just try to learn from it.
How'd you feel the protection was for the bulk of the game?
Yeah, it was really good. I don't think, I mean, the 2 sacks I took were my fault, so. Really, we had no sacks, and I felt like they did a great job all week practicing that way, and they just got to keep it up, right? Just continue to chase that, the standard that we try and set.
I wanted to ask about a specific play. In the fourth quarter, you took a delay of game penalty. Can you walk us through, if you can, what happened there? Was it a miscommunication or just losing track?
Yeah, I felt like it happened a little quick, but I guess for me, just being aware of everything and just trying to do the quick cadence. But yeah, that's on me.
I'm curious now. You said getting in a rhythm a couple of different times. Nick Sirianni came out after the game, head coach of the Eagles, and said, you know, next year I might give Jalen Hurts more reps in the preseason. Do you feel like more preseason reps would have helped from a rhythm standpoint with the offense?
I don't know. I mean, I think preseason is the preseason, and like I said, it's more about opening day. Like, there's going to be up and down, so it's kind of hard to say, I guess. It's opening day, right? Everyone's, you know, trying to get into that rhythm, offense and defense, and you saw that league-wide in the other games too, so...
Along the lines with what you were saying before, in that the answers are in the system mm-hmm. that you're running with Bill O'Brien. It sounds like you feel very confident at just after one game that you guys know what kind of offense you're running. Does that feel different from last year?
I mean, I would say every year, like, I've learned just having different coordinators is, like, you kind of set your, like, MO or, you know, like, kind of what you want to do, who you want to be. And I feel like we did that already, and that's going to change each week. But, yeah, I just feel – that's why I said I felt confident. Like, we had practices where maybe it was a slow start or something, and you kind of just lean back on, like, your training. So I felt like we got going a little bit, but it's just too inconsistent. But all those, like, things that were inconsistent, I feel like we saw in the film, starting with me, like, things I can work on and all that stuff. So it's not like it's unfixable things, you know. So I know we'll get better at it, and – nothing to hang your head. We're already, you know, kind of working on Miami here, so it's going to be a great week here coming up.
So, Mac, you found Kendrick in the end zone twice. You found Hunter Henry in the end zone. How much would you say you value kind of the continuity of some of these guys that you've now been playing with for a couple of years and were able to sort of rely on in those situations?
Yeah, I think whenever it's your time to make the play, they're going to make it. So a lot of those guys are open. Just trying to get them the ball on time, and they did a great job. They'll continue to do that. We got great skill players, and the offensive line's doing really, really good right now. So I just got to keep that up. And as I always say, like, it all starts when I get the ball out of my hands and give it to somebody else and let them make the plays. That's what makes me good.
Is there a commonality in some of these close losses against what we at least would consider, and I don't know, you know, what the line is, but we would consider, you know, quality competition, playoff level competition. Mm-hmm. Is there a commonality in some of these fourth quarters where you guys may be close but may not be able to get over the hump like yesterday?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you have to look at all the games that we've played the past couple years, and they've been one, you know, a lot of them have been one score games, so just trying to improve on that. And sometimes it's out of your control, but really just trying to get better. We've been working on it. It's gonna go our way, you know, eventually. Just have to kind of not pay attention to the noise and just continue to work.
I heard you say that yesterday after the game too. It's going to get better. You just said it's going to be a big week against Miami. What gives you that confidence?
Really just the guys, right? I think we have a good group, got good coaches, got a great defense, great special teams, and just got to go out there and really just put more points on the board and just continue to work. I mean, that's all you can do. And I know, like I said, we're working together. Everyone's talking in there, trying to get better. We got old guys, you know, chiming in, young guys chiming in. So everyone's working together. That's the important part.
Saw that Bill Belichick, when you guys were really rolling in the second quarter, came over, gave you a high five at one point, and was, you know, seemed really positive with you guys. I'm just wondering, because we heard so much, and he was in the building yesterday, Tom Brady, about their meetings behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Do you still meet with Bill on a regular basis to kind of have a big overview of what's going on with the offense?
Yeah. Obviously, he's done a great job of that. Everyone, you know, hears the stories and things, so... definitely learned a lot from him. He's great at what he does. You know, explaining the defensive side too is what I always take away from it as well, because you're not going to get a better, you know, source of knowledge than him. He knows everything about defense and offense and special teams, so you kind of get the full picture. You know, it's like a doctor who can do every type of medicine, so it's pretty cool.
But just so you do meet with him individually?
Individually?
With Bill?
Yeah, I think we have great meetings, like, whether it's with the team, individual, quarterbacks, like, he's very proactive with what he does. Like, it's not like he's trying to just, like, have a squad meeting and then not talk to us. Like, he does a great job. All right, this is what we need to do, offense, defense, special teams, but it's also, like, as a group, wide receivers, quarterbacks, O-line. So he's very good at, you know, building a plan, and that's what's made him greats for so long.
Mac, I read somewhere that you guys dressed 11 of the 12 rookies in your class this year for that game yesterday. And I was surprised to have read that, but I wonder, for someone like you, who's still a young player in your third year, you're starting to feel old, you know, you got all these young kids running around. I mean, you've always been a leader. You've been the quarterback since day one.
Yeah.
But are you starting to feel more that way, like, age-wise?
I don't know about yet. Hopefully one day.
he just turned 25. Yeah, so right. as we established, mid-20s. That's not late 20s.
Right, right.
As we established the other week. One more here, at least from me, before we get to the quarterback question of the week. You mentioned you've been in contact with Brady before, and he's been a mentor, is what you told us last week, I believe. Did you get a chance to talk to him at all yesterday while he was here in town?
Yeah, I thought yesterday was awesome for him and his family. That was cool to see, you know, just what he's done for this organization and all the games he's won. So bummed we couldn't pull it out for him, but definitely felt like it was a good day for him and his family, and I'm sure there was a lot of emotion and stuff involved, but I feel like he did a great job.
Were you able to touch base with him at all?
Yeah, we talked and stuff, and just real quick, but yeah.
Have you been up in the lighthouse yet?
I haven't been in the lighthouse, no.
You got to ring the bell. You got to ring the bell sometime is what you got to do. Well, it's time now for our quarterback question of the week. It's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with offices in Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. You can visit northeastmenshealth.com. I don't know if you know this. You were picked up on a hot mic yesterday yelling at, was it Hockley's kid? Was he the official yesterday? Sean Hockley? It was after the two-point conversion. You called it a terrible call. How often is that happening? How often on the field is that happening where guys are questioning the ref directly? And how much leeway do they give you? Do you have to know the official? I guess I'm curious about all of that and how it goes down.
Yeah, me and Sean are best friends. So. No, but I do think it's I never comment on the officials because they have a really hard job. But sometimes I just like to let them know, you know, what I'm seeing out there, because sometimes, you know, they might not see it, and their job is to call the best game they can. And you know, it's hard. It's hard, right? There's a lot of fans. There's plays. There's 11 guys here. There's 11 guys there. So they have to look at a lot, but. Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Sean, but just trying to, you have to get to know the refs, right? Because you're going to see them again, and I do have a good, like, friendly relationship with all of them.
Just trying to help them out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Make his job a little easier.
Keep them honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there a lot of that, though, going on? Not just with you, but just with other, is that like a constant, like, kind of cross chatter that we're just not picking up?
Oh, yeah. I think for me, like, I've always, like, enjoyed getting to know the refs, because you're going to see them again and in college and all that stuff. So it's like a friendship, kind of. I mean, obviously they're not your friend, but they have a job to do. But at the same time, like, you want to be able to, like, they're out there to call the game fairly, and that's what they're trying to do. So
it's like us. Yeah. It's just like us. We're like the referees for you here on Sports Talk Radio. Mac Jones, we appreciate the time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline, promising big things on Sunday night. Good luck against the Dolphins. Yep.
Thanks,
talk Mac. To you next week.
Thanks.
All right, Mac Jones, as all our guests here, again, on the Harbor One Hotline. Part of Patriots Monday, we have Matthew Slater joining us at some point. We'll continue to break down this game with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. That's next.